Off and running here in the month of May. Mike and Kim Burge along with you for the Good Stuff program here on your local radio station. You know, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. You can find the International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir, the number one adventure river in the Midwest on the Niobrara National Scenic River, over 300 motel rooms, several Airbnbs, and over hundreds of camping spots out there. Find it all at visitvalentine.com.
Pause for a moment and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Available. Go online at tsln.com or in print.
Don't forget the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up May 16th through the 19th in Mile City, Montana. Josh Turner is going to kick it off with a concert on the 16th. They have all kinds of events for bucking horse trade shows, horse races, and a whole lot more going on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. But don't wait till then. May 4th and May 5th, the Kentucky Derby Days and Mother's Day horse racing, and you can find out all about it at buckinghorsesale.com, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, Mile City, Montana.
It is time to get an update from the Valentine Police Report. There was an accident reported. Poor, poor garage. What did you ever do to deserve being aerated? Jonathan and Drew would not approve of the renovation method.
Ooh.
Oh, here's an animal complaint. What is it about the dollar stores that dogs running around like? They keep trying to go shopping. Remember, owners, what the dog eats, you buy. There is also an assault called in. If you ever hear, come out of here and be a man, tough guy, being yelled at you by a stranger, do not, in fact, go out there. Ever.
Good words.
Yes. Here's a disturbance that was called in. I've always promised to keep religion and politics out of this report. Okay. I'll keep the nuts and bolts out of the picture, but not the specific buildings. Having a festival at a church is probably a pretty good time. You should, however, skip having it in the middle of the night in a very large and visible parking lot. Of course, these all are called in or reported upon by Chief of Police Dana Miller. And back in 2014, serial killers used manholes to hide their victims. See the movie Manholes. It's a riveting example of TV films made in 2014. Just saying, it's riveting. Officers checked the gaping hole in the city street for any bad guys. Bad guys weren't located. All is safe. The cover was just bounced up. We hope.
Okay.
And here's a call for harassment. Making irrational threats over an incident that is out of everyone's control is a demonstration of your intellectual prowess, and it's not good. And just a few of those things called into the Valentine Police included in the report by Chief of Police Dana Miller.
Oh, about a couple of those humorous airline announcements.
Okay.
Your seat cushions can be used for flotation. And in the event of an emergency water landing, please paddle to shore and take them with you with our compliments. Might be a little late at that point.
Amber. Yeah.
Another flight attendant's comment on a less than perfect landing. We ask you to please remain seated as Captain Kangaroo bounces us to the terminal.
Oh, wonder if that had repercussions.
It may have. Anything else on your end?
I've got a couple of quotes here. The wisdom of the Midwest. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing that you will make one. Albert Hubbard said that. John Dewey says, learn by doing. Sound advice, I believe. And Charles F. Kettering says, learn to fail intelligently. However, he does not give instructions on how to do that. And from Thomas Edison, when you blunder, blunder forward.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to the Good Stuff today. And if you have something to share, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this local radio station for other good programming and future editions of the Good Stuff.